Bailing on the Bailout.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott J. Gall. The members of Congress are going to have to dig deep to get us through this crisis. Partisanship was rampant yesterday as the House shot down the bailout package. But the economy remains in peril, and this issue is pressing. Let's go straight to Washington, where our correspondent Steve Henn is standing by. Steve, what happens now?
Rosh Hashanah. The House is out for 2 days. And beyond that, not a lot is known. I mean, the Senate could take up a bill first and pass it, but Senator Dodd said he's reluctant to do that unless he has some idea of what could pass the House. I mean, the real fight is in the House. So until they come back, or until, you know, 12 members of the House who voted nay step forward and say, oh, no, we made a mistake, I think we're not gonna see a solution to this until Thursday.
Well, Steve, what explanations are being given for this not passing?
Well, you know, this was really a grassroots revolt, and it was really two revolts, you know, one from the left and one from the right. There are lots of reasons not to like this bill. And ultimately, the rank and file on both parties decided to vote against it for really different reasons. You know, I think for this to pass, one of two things has to happen. Either a political leader in one of the parties needs to step up and say, we have to do this for the good of the American people. And that person has to have the clout, i.e. a presidential candidate, to actually deliver those votes. Or the other thing that could happen is over the next 2 days, the markets perform so badly and everyone becomes convinced that this is so serious that 12 members of the House who voted no say, you know what, we were wrong.
Well, we do have an election in a month, and it seems an opportune time for either one of the presidential candidates to step forward here and propel himself to the presidency. Where are they?
Well, no one wants to own this issue. Anyone in a tight election doesn't want this to be their bailout, right? It's fine if it's Bush's bailout or Paulson's bailout because they're not running. You know, both presidential candidates have been supportive of a deal in principle, but no one really wants to step up and say, this is mine and I'm going to make it work as is.
All right, Steve Henn in Washington, thank you.
Thank you.
The shock of the House rejection crushed Wall Street yesterday, but overseas this morning, the stock markets are stabilizing. Japan closed with significant losses, about 4%, but Hong Kong shares actually closed higher. In Europe, the markets are mixed so far. The Dow had its worst one-day point drop ever, 777 points, about 7%, to 10,365. The NASDAQ had its worst day since the 2000 tech bubble popped. It fell 9%, 200 points. The S&P 500 lost 106, about 9% as well. The defeat in the House means no immediate relief for the housing industry. Dan Gretsch continues our coverage of the financial crisis with this report from Miami.
Just minutes after the bailout was voted down in Congress, Miami realtor Chris Vane got an email from a prospective homebuyer.
He said any price breaks. Because he's assuming things are going to start to crash now.
That's nervous laughter.
I think people are a little shocked right now that there was no bailout. And honestly, I'm not sure what's going to happen.
Albert Marquez is one of those people in shock. He owns a condo in Miami Lakes and has seen its value plummet. But with the Dow tanking, he's also watched his 401k bleed.
I'm more concerned about my retirement fund and the economy in general than the impact on my housing price.
Marquez says he hates the idea of bailing out Wall Street. He's just not sure we can afford not to. In Miami, I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping nearly 3 million members and their communities thrive. More at thrivent.com. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by The Economist, every week covering issues that matter around the world and the connections between them. The Economist, on newsstands, in bookstores, and at economist.com.
There's a show on the BBC, a morning radio business program called Wake Up to Money. thought it might be interesting to talk to the host of that program. His name is Mickey Clark, and he joins us now. Mickey, what's been the British reaction to this financial situation?
Well, I think a lot of people, they hear about the credit crunch, they hear about banks losing money, and it's just something that's been going on in the background. But as the economy starts to grind to a halt, people are starting to feel the impact on their wallets, their homes, and the like.
I heard you were telling a story on the air, a personal story about not being able to get credit over the weekend.
Yes, my wife went shopping on Friday with my oldest daughter, who's got her own place. We were going to treat her to a kitchen. And she said that she'd given the guy in the shop all the details. And when they checked with the credit rating agency, they kicked it back and said, sorry, but you've been refused. Wouldn't give a reason. And later that night, I was a bit confused. But I suddenly said to her, who did you actually go with? And she said it was a company called MFI, which is one of our bigger retailers of kitchen equipment. And I said, there's a danger that they're going to go bust over the weekend. In actual fact, they almost did. Jeez. But the management have put together a buyout. That's a company that was owned by private equity. So once again, you're seeing the situation where people have borrowed money, bought a business, and it's effectively gone to the wall.
What was your reaction when you heard about this vote against the $700 billion bailout?
Well, there was this awful silence for a second, and then the phone started ringing and people kept calling in and saying, you know, you've heard they rejected the vote, Wall Street's down 700-800 points, yeah. You know, this is the end. But what we've seen now is the fact that in London's view, Congress is going to have to agree a deal later this week or over the weekend. I'm not happy with having to put $700 billion into the banking system, but it's the consequences if you don't and the other banks go under. I think they've just got themselves into such a mess.
Okay, Mickey Clark, the host of Wake Up to Money on the BBC. Thanks.
My pleasure. Let's hope for better times ahead.
Indeed. Let us know what you think on our website, marketplace.org. There's a place you can share your thoughts. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy your day.
American Public Media. The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.